Oh my gosh. So, you know, I shouldn't, when I used to talk about, well, I can't talk. When I used to talk about weather with Daniel on Dubious Intent, he would call us old men because we're, you know, talking about the weather. And I don't know. I feel like at some point he may have even said, oh, are we going to talk about our bowel movements next or something like that? Because, you know, apparently old people talk about the weather. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is it, you know, whatever? And then they talk about their bowel movements and like the consistency. Big fatty. Big fatty. Anyway, so the colon report, you know, that's what the old people do. But no, I'm not going to talk about that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They talk about their bowel movements and like the consistency. Big Fatty. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, what's wrong with my voice?
I don't know. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3153 of BFO for Monday the 9th of March 2020. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, who was that little squeaky voice I heard?
Well, you'll have to ask Crooked Hat.
Glovies, Big Fatty, old school, it's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I probably don't even have to say it. Probably do not even have to say it. But y'all, it is the full moon today. Big Fatty. And y'all, I meant to go and check and see what the name of this full moon is. In fact, let's just do it right now. Big Fatty, nobody loves a little show without goggling something. Well, let's just see. It's a full, wait a minute, why is that not doing that? Here we go. Full moon. Big Fatty, you know, we don't have any more social questions. So anyway, so we got to, all right, March the 9th, and that is the, oh, Big Fatty, it's the full worm moon. Big Fatty, is that like a tapeworm? Well, either that or perhaps you just need to be deworm. Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the full moon, the 9th of March. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Now, y'all, I don't know if this person still listens or not, but if you do still listen, y'all, I think they called in to the little show a couple of times, but it's been years, and I don't know if they still listen or not, but if you're still listening, send Big Fatty a little message letting me know. He is up there in the Minnesota. Oh, Big Fatty, you know, they've got that Kelowna virus. No, I have the Kelowna virus. Oh, okay. Eric. It's Eric in the Minnesota. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric in the Minnesota. Where the hell is he from? Minnesota. Eric, if you're still out there listening, let Big Fatty know, and if you're not, that's okay too. Y'all, if you know Eric or you see him on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
No, Santa's
not so. Bad, anything but
oh
that.
My God, oh my God.
Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Short Week is coming next week, and y'all, if you've shot yourself since Short Week last year, y'all, now's the time. Now's the time to send an e-letter or call into the little show. Y'all, it's always fun to hear folks calling in and telling us about how they fouled themselves. Fatty, we just love it. And I've got some, but y'all, it's like Jell-O. There's always room for more sharts. Fatty, that's vulgar. But anyway, y'all, over the weekend, let's just back up. Y'all, on Friday's little show, y'all, I had a so-so question from Miss Bacon. By the way, I've heard nothing from Kathy Marshall nor from that Peter G, so they may be in a coma after hearing all those so-so questions. Yes, Big Fatty, we know the Hot Cub and the Laughing Buddha are. Well, anyway, but it says the question was, do you use a clicker when you take your nipple walks and do your decor counts? And y'all, I couldn't figure it out. I didn't know, sometimes Miss Bacon can be, what's the term I'm looking for? Batshit crazy. Yes, that's the one. But anyway, I couldn't figure out what she was saying. And y'all, everybody could figure it out except Big Fatty. Y'all, I got an e-letter from Randy up there in the penis Slivanian. He says, hey, Big Fatty, I think KB meant, do you take a clicker along to count the houses with decorations? You know, like one of those clickers they use to count people entering an event. If she wins, I think she owes me 33.3333% of the purse, since I had to explain her question in English. Love, Randy. I think it was Moose or somebody, or maybe it was on the Twitty. I don't know, but two or three people, some people even sent me pictures. They sent me a picture. Evidently, that lesbian delivery service offers these clicker things. You know, the little click, 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 click. And y'all, I think it's a lovely idea because, y'all, many times I go out on the nipple walks and when I'm counting, especially around crema and gay crema, I go out and, y'all, I lose count. I just lose count. And so anyway, that has now been explained. Now, y'all, also, Kathy Marshall, you know, she sent me an e-letter, and it was talking about Sam in the Hinterland so-so question, and then it said, I watched Daniel Biba's little pen show on the YouTubes, and this is what the algorithm told me to watch next. And y'all, then there was no picture there. There was no picture, and y'all, she sent it to me again. And the next video, the next video that was suggested for her is Am I Too Fat for Walt Disney World? And what I find interesting It says Kim recommended this for you. Big Fatty, is that Miss Beaver? Well, that's the only Kim I know. So evidently, Kim Beaver has recommended Am I Too Fat for Disney? Y'all, it's a 13 minute and 46 second video. Y'all, I might just put a link. I might put a link in the show notes today so you can see if you're too fat to go to Disney World. Big Fatty, I'm sure there have been some short stories at Disney World. Well, that's true. Anyway, for the weekend, me and Durwood and Granny and young Nicholas, y'all, we were heading up to Myrtle Beach for the horror weekend, the anniversarium of the horror club up there. And y'all, it was just a lovely weekend. It was absolutely a lovely weekend. And we left here about 5:30 p.m. In the evening. And Durwood drove us in his fancy schmancy automobile. Yes, Big Fatty, it's got the pedal to the metal. And so we're driving up there, and y'all, Granny is like, "Oh, we didn't come this way last time." Well, y'all, it's the only way. And y'all, it's just so sad. It's just so sad to see him go.
It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine. Because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's Colon Content Report. Tell us about your shit.
Dick, I see y'all that, of course, is Dick.
Christ, I've got to find some kind of way to stay busy.
Oh, dear. I see. Y'all, that is Dick.
A bag of groceries that needs delivering, or maybe a taxi that needs driving.
Y'all, that, of course, is Dick.
Unbelievable.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original. Big Fatty, he's gotten much better now that So-So Question Month is of his truth. Wonderful. Bumper. And y'all, I bring up the colon report because y'all, there was a lot of this is how I know that I had the colonal virus. You know, it's going around. It's going around. Y'all on the way up there, y'all, I was extremely gassy. And y'all, even I think that it was just vile. It was just vile. And y'all, the windows had to be rolled down, I don't know, 3 or 4 times on the way up there. Y'all, it was just, every time there would be a discharge, I would get the giggles. And y'all, there's another story about that as the weekend progressed. But y'all, we got up to the Myrtle Beach, got checked into the motel, and changed our clothes. Well, I didn't change mine. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you just wanted to smell like you had soiled yourself for everyone. It's true. And y'all, we headed over to the bar, the Pulse nightclub. Y'all, we had some cocktails, and they had some little snicker snacks there. And, y'all, it was just a lovely evening. Granny got tired and came on back to the room before Big Fatty did. Big Fatty, no way. The effects of the full moon started early, it's true. But y'all came back, slept like a baby, got up, went to the awful waffle. Y'all, there was a cute little chicken boy cooking hash brown potatoes, and he could scatter my hash browns a bit, Fatty. And then y'all, after that, we went back and had another nip and nap.
And y'all, then there was a cocktail party from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Y'all, we got 3 complimentary cocktails from the bar. And y'all, then we were off to the banquet. We had a banquet. Y'all, it was at the Texas Roadhouse, and I wasn't quite sure how this was going to go. But y'all, we had an area on the second floor all to ourselves, and it was just perfect. And y'all, about we had just finished the solids before the main course came, or maybe it was after the main course. Young Nicholas had to run to the toilet, be ready, just like his daddy, Granny. It's true. And y'all, what was it that Granny said this weekend that y'all, it was another downtown moment, but I don't remember what it was. But anyway, and y'all, I was really thinking about Shark Week, and y'all, I wasn't sure if I was going to toot or poot, and be ready. And so, y'all, I decided I better go down to the toilet. Also, y'all, I walked into the men's room, and there were 4 stalls there, and the first 3 had somebody in them. And y'all, then the 4th one was open, so I stepped in there, and y'all, I looked under the partition, and I saw it was young Nicholas Boots. B, Fatty, you were gonna play footsie, weren't you? No, y'all, and I'm glad I went down there, because it was not going to be a fart. And y'all, it was loud, and y'all, it was. Have you seen the video of that rhinoceros just releasing its Bibles? That's what it felt like. And young Nicholas didn't know it was me in the next stall. And so I'm making all these butt noises and discharges. And Big Fatty, shouldn't you have saved this for Shart Week? No, because I didn't shart. And y'all, then I start giggling, you know, like a you know, that little giggle laugh. And y'all, because it just tickled me, because I knew he was sitting right beside me listening. And then he heard me giggling, and so he knew it was me. And he goes, "You nasty motherfucker." And I don't know what the other 2 people in the bathroom thought, but y'all. And then he started giggling at me. Then I started giggling at him. And y'all, it was just so funny. And then, we went back to the bar. Saturday evening, and it was just really nice. And what did we do? Then we got up Sunday morning, and we were off. We had a little brufkas at the Eggs Up Grill, and again got back here to Charleston. Y'all, I've had my nipple walk for the day. And y'all, did you remember to spring forward? Because you know I hate the daylight saving time, but I guess we're just gonna have to live with it until November of later on this year. Big Fatty will be here before you know it. Well, that's probably true. But y'all, it was just a lovely weekend. Got to see our friends Jerry and Rick, and of course, Chris was there. Y'all, it was just fun. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we got back to Charleston. Oh, Dick, I see. And y'all, we were coming back over the bridge, and it goes by the paper mill. And y'all, we couldn't decide if Big Fatty had lost his sphincter tightening capabilities, or if it was the paper mill. Big Fatty, same thing. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all are going to be recording Survivors Ready on Sunday night, and we'll tell you more about that later. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Cricket Hat, and Cricket Hat, how would you sum up today's episode of the BFO?
They talk about their bowel movements and, like, the consistency. Big Fatty.
Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, I still don't know what that voice is that said your name.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.